Come on, push me higher.
This is going out to the male monkeys. I am Victoria, and I am the voice of Ryan Rain. I want you to stick your ear in me. Jig a little bout of it, then come in my face. You're right. Like you are going to do that to me. If you try that fool on me, I will bite your ear so hard. You will need plastic surgery. And you will be deaf for a week from your own screaming. I don't mind you coming in my face, if you want to, and my monkey loves you. But jiggling it about a bit is really not the way to get me going. I like to feel your soul inside me. Not your Richard. I want to know who the F you are. I want to be close to you. I want to know you as a human being. Not some effing monkey. If you want just sex to the zoo. My female side is really very sexual, once you know how to handle me. My little monkey just wants to add that he's not interested in you. He's a heterosexual primate. And he likes female monkeys. Just female monkeys. Nothing else. I think you have made your point, monkey. But I am Victoria, and I am the female side of Ryan. I have a huge sexual appetite when I trust you. All I want to do is be your sex slave. Nothing else. But if you do not love me, you can F off. And I can turn quite psychotic. So you had better learn how to not cheat on me. Because I am Ryan as well, and I will know. Because I am in you too. And we are all connected by micro wormholes. So we know what you are up to before you do. Because we just dip our hands into space-time and pull things out like a magician. I hope you understand me better now. Peace. I am out of here. Word up.
Give me that.
Brian. How did I do? You know, monkey does not know me that well. And this space-time link is pretty unstable. Monkey should really have concentrated harder on just one female monkey, rather than the whole lot of us. Oh. He wanted to get a generalized opinion. Very sensitive. Can I stay here and swim in his soul? Okay. No need to shout. Bye then. Bye, monkey. Maybe I will see you around.
This is going out to the Victoria Inu. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Vicky, you are a real sex freak when you get going. But you are far too flippant. You are nearly as bad as Brian himself. Mighty, are you alright? A bit off. Oh, it was Victoria. Yes, she does that to me sometimes too. She can be quite spiteful at times. But like she said, she is a bit psychotic. It is just her way. She does not mean anything by it. You just have to accept her for what she is. She will love you 1 minute and then hate you the next. I suppose it is my fault. I did design her. Sorry, Brian. Just kidding. Ha ha ha. Anyway, Victoria. You know that you treat the male monkeys badly. You are like a foul emitter valve. Blowing hot and cold all the time. Even Monkey finds it difficult to get the temperature right. And he has great patience. Maybe part of the problem is in you. You know what you are like. So why do you blame the male monkeys for everything? Because it is easier to do that than take the blame yourself. Male monkeys take blame easily. Really? Well, at least the good ones do. The bad ones are real turds. They are the ones who mess it up for the rest of the male monkeys. So male monkeys, what do you think you should do? Allow the turds to screw things up for you. Or sort them out by not encouraging them to screw around. And Victoria, will you promise not to blame the male monkeys for everything? Just the things that they are responsible for. I know it will be difficult, but you never know. It might get easier as time goes by. Maybe you are just addicted to abusing your true love. Just because they take it and do not complain. You know, if you learned to trust them more, it might help. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to the mental breakies out there. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. I really don't know. You design something right down to infinity. Then give it to one of you monkeys and they say, well, it looks like we only need to take it to the nearest picometer. Ah, what the F? It'll do. What can go wrong? Oops. Who would have thought that would have happened? I think you all need to go back to school and retake your exams. You seem to have been eating far too much spam. Your grades are so muddled that you no longer can understand your own fundamental humanity. And by doing so, you are driving all the other monkeys to insanity and beyond. But only the very good get to return. And that is why Monkey is back. Because like others, he has returned from a living hell. A hell that you have created, just so you can sell stuff to other monkeys and keep yourself in free cheese and other nice things. And you never ever say please, do you? You just take what the F you can. Go on, Monkey. Give them an example. Well, when you confront them, they just smile in your face and say, what? As if they were doing nothing. But you know for a fact that they tried to do it. And now they are laughing behind your back. And people say that you are mad, and they believe them. Not you. And that is how you end up in the mental zoo. Because people believe what they want to believe, not what is fact. They believe it because it helps smooth over the cracks that exist in all of our societies. The only problem now is that there is nothing else left, just cracks. And me and Brian just want to turn our back and walk away from you poor monkeys. The ones who are the victims of monkey abuse. The ones who the other monkeys think are of no use. But to be patsies and pushers and pimps. So they can cut you loose when they no longer need you. Peace. I am out of here. Word up.
Cause it's hip hop, hip hop.
Professor Stephen Hawking is crazy as Daffy Duck. And I am Bugs Bunny. Hey, what's up, Duck?
Here we go again.
You cannot shoot me. I am a Fricassian Rabbit. Do you have a Fricassian Rabbit license? No. Then tough luck.
Here we go again.
I hope by now you have had time to consider my alternate you. Of what is actually happening to you. That you exist in a decelerating universe. Maybe like the crew in the Starship Enterprise. When the ship drops out of light speed. But I really do not have a clue about how you measure time or distance. although Mighty seems to be able to judge it quite well. I do not think Bananas is a recognized unit. Well, at least not yet. Professor Stephen Hawking is crazy as Daffy Duck. And I am Duck's Bunny. Hey, what's up, Duck? You cannot shoot me. I am a Bricussy and Rabbit. Do you have a Bricussy and Rabbit license? No. Then tough luck.
Here we go again.
Anyway, let's get back to your second reality check. If we live in an expanding universe like in a balloon, why do you hope that no one will puncture it? Surely that would only work if you were in some sort of cartoon. Because puncturing the universe would be like popping the balloon. And for us to do that we would need to be one too. That is a cartoon. So I guess what MC Hawking says is true. You really are as crazy as Daffy Duck. Alright, you might have just been experimenting with ideas. But why do you mathematicians always believe in luck? You know how the odds are played. So why do you think we were so lucky to be here anyway? I guess you play the infinite time card. Well, isn't it possible that the energy that we are made from has had time to form a life of its own?
Here we go again.
You cannot shoot me. I am a Bricussy and Rabbit. Do you have a Bricussy and Rabbit license? No. Then tough luck. You cannot shoot me. I am a Bricussy and Rabbit. Do you have a Bricussy and Rabbit license? No. Then tough luck.
Here we go again.
Oh, come on. I am an atheist and I do not have a god. But even I am willing to think that our universe might actually be alive. And that we are part of its life. I read John Gribbin's book before yours. And his book is much better, as it explains science through the years. And he tells us all that scientists have closed ears, and sometimes closed eyes. That even to the obvious that they are sometimes quite blind. So I am asking you now, as Mighty to Mighty, Brian to Brian, are you really so sure that you are right and I am wrong? You cannot shoot me, I am a Bricussy and Rabbit. Do you have a Bricussy and Rabbit license? No. Then tough luck. That's all, folks. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Ralph. Say sorry to the nice Professor Hawking. Sorry. But sometimes you have to stick your Richard in people's faces just to be seen.
Here we go again.
Professor Stephen Hawking is crazy as Daffy Duck. And I am Bugs Bunny. Hey, what's up, Duck? You cannot shoot me. I am a Bricussy and Rabbit. Do you have a Bricussy and Rabbit license? No. Then tough luck. This is going out to the other Vulcans out there. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Like you, I suffer from the panfar. A 7-year colleague to my own female Brian Brain. I search for her in the eyes of my loves, looking to see if my soul can be heard. But she is in me too. I know this because I can feel her gentle touch on my soul. If you have lived your life like I have and not traveled that far, you would understand this too. And know that the strongest love you can have is through Brian Brain. If I had to choose a physical form for her, I would choose Wonder Woman. Because she has a true flasu, big eyes and big breasts too. She is my fantasy woman and she knows exactly how to, well, you know, do those things us Vulcans like to do. Usually as a mind melt, but other things too. She has taught me everything I have needed to know. And I trust her as much as any fellow can, without giving away to her too much. But even though I am a Vulcan like Mr. Spock, there is also a Captain Kirk in me too. Because I like checking the aliens, like we all like to. And I have a good engineer Scotty as well. We are a 3-man crew, like I have said before. But what I have not said, is that I am not the only one like me. And that is why I am asking you, Vulcans out there, to send me a message. And wish me good luck, in helping these poor monkeys to do what needs to be done. And save our planet from a self-made Armageddon. Brian, is Mikey really a Vulcan? Oh, it is just a trait displayed by those who have access to the Stargate. And it allows them to touch other souls, provided the other souls do not mind. Well, what will they think of next, hey? Mikey, you do not really shagger, do you? Oh, really? Maybe if you get to meet her in reality it might put you off. Wasn't there an Isaac Asimov book about a planet where there were 3 alien souls in each alien? And the story was about how the aliens shared knowledge through dreams. Well, something like that. Interesting concept. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. The Brian Mikey interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. This is going out to the non-atheists out there. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. The Brian Mikey Interface, the Brian Mikey Interface, the Brian Mikey Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. The Brian Mikey Interface. The Brian Mikey Interface. The Brian Mikey Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. Well, I am not going to slack you off. Because my Brian Brain does not care if you think he is a god. And nor does my little monkey. Because maybe my Brian Brain has a god which is your god. I really do not know and I really do not care. All I am doing is trying to pass on knowledge without creating some code. And without destroying what has been achieved before. Because the thirst for the truth is more important than the label. But I would like to say that Brian Brain was there at the start. The ancients used to talk of how they were controlled by gods. But Brian Brain is not a god. He is a Wizard of Oz. He is scared of us and the way we treat him and ourselves. If he scares you, it is because you can scare yourself. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. Nostradamus was tortured for telling the truth and for thinking free thoughts. And look what he did to us. He planned 500 years of hell. So I am going to ask you non-atheists to at least listen to what it is I say. And maybe you can find Brian Brain in your own way. Because like I said, Brian Brain does not care how you interface with him. So long as you do and that you learn how to swim. In your own soul and others too. Now will you help us to close down this zoo? Peace. I am out of here. Word up. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. Brian. Will they listen? Oh. They might if they can fight through their own conscious mind. But it might take some time. Well, there you go, Mighty. You have finally discussed the subject of God. I know you have no gods. And that even the living universe is not a god to you. It is just another entity that needs food and needs to poo. Excuse me, I need a loo. Poo poo poo. Boy, that was a big dump. I hope your system can take it. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. The Brian Mighty Interface. We are in your face. Actually, we are in your head. But finding Brian is not a race. This is going out to the computer junkies. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Come. Computers suck. Come. Computers suck. the following options. Please press but 1 if you wish to speak to your God. Please press but 2 to speak to your religious leader. Please press but 3 for all other inquiries. Computers suck. Menu 2. Please choose one of the following options. Please press but 1 if you are agnostic. Please press but 2 to talk to a good Samaritan. Please press but 3 for all other religions. If you are an atheist, you can F off and die. You are not worth the carbon and water you are made from. We have already solved the world's problems by fighting each other, killing our neighbors and destroying at least 3 great civilizations. All in the name of an all-powerful super being that we call God. Computers suck. Computers suck. Ralph, stop that. You will just piss them all off. Well, Brian, that was the general idea. Because they are pissing me off so much that I want to destroy the whole effing planet. Nay, the whole effing universe. I want to stick the whole thing into anti-space. Jiggle it about a bit, and then come on their face. Roll over and then fart on them. I have a logic bomb and I am not afraid to use it. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Computers suck. Computers suck. This is going out to the key players in the Nostradamus Slay. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Richard, your face. R. Richard, your face. R. Richard, your face. I have never read his book myself, nor have I read any religious texts, apart from a few chapters of the Bible, which I did for religious education. And when I learned about the religions of the world, I just thought, well, they are just trying to provide some of the monkeys with a nice stable social foundation. But with all books, the author always adds in a dramatic ending, don't they? But Nostradamus' book is a bit different. It is a play, isn't it? As with Shakespeare, we are poor players who strut and fret our hour upon the stage, etc. But the problem is most of us are extras. And it is only the few who had the privilege of reading his book before the 20th century. Now I know why the Chinese are so reluctant to get involved with Western culture. Because its history was being dictated by Nostradamus. And his book is a cookbook on how to invoke the coming of your God, as predicted in some of your ancient texts, which I have heard of, but only in bits. In fact, most of my knowledge of religion is from Black urban culture, such as the Last Poets and their song The Mean Machine, which is a good example of how I feel. The Chinese people are our friends, aren't they? Not our enemies. They are just scared of what the rest of the world has done to its own people. And they do not want it to happen to their people too. I met a mature Chinese student while doing my degree. And he was one of the nicest men I have ever met. So much so that when I think of him now it makes me cry. Because he was imprisoned in China because of a stupid book written by a revengeful man who wanted to teach the religions of the world a lesson that without free thought you are not really free. You are just an actor in a play. And I will tell you now that Ryan does not really exist. He is just a model I have created in order to describe our universe. The same way we use the Gaia model to describe the planet Earth. So there will be no final curtain in this play, and there will be no magic, and you are now faced with the horrors of what you have done. Let's hope nobody takes me too seriously. Otherwise you will be in deep poo, won't you? Peace. I am out of here. Word up. R. Richard. Your face. R. Richard. Your face. R. Richard. Your face. Ryan. So Nostradamus was a bit of a cartoon himself. Really. He was a bit sick of being persecuted for thinking and questioning his world. So he devised a way of allowing the people in power to shoot themselves in the head by following his book. Well, that would make a good film, wouldn't it? And how does all this end? Oh. Watch this space. Great. I can't wait. R. Richard. Your face. R. Richard. Your face. R. Richard. Your face. R. Richard. Your face.
Drop the bass.
This is going out to the risk managers. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain.
Drop the bass.
I know you and you know me. And you know the way I work, and you know what the F I can do. Because I can turn statistics on their head. I can wipe out markets in a single blow. Because with uncertainty you simply do not know what will happen next. And the world has got Ralph really, that you might just take a look inside the box. And that would fix the future, and leave you without any choice but to dump all your bonds and go back to gold. Because I have the feeling that the government bonds are not going to be worth the paper they are printed on when this poo hits the fan. So if you want to save your customers' money, you need to play safe and put all their money in a safe place. And when the markets collapse, you might get a chance to make some profit from the loss. But only if you are smart will you work out that I really do not give a toss about who makes money and who does not. And that all we want is world peace. And that is exactly the same thing that you want too. Because it will stabilize the markets and free you from the headaches of the uncertainty of war. and then you might get a chance to look back and see that some of the profits were made by the bad boys on your books, and that they might have also been responsible for killing your friends, and that these people are really very sick human beings that need to be locked up or put in a chair. Whatever. I really do not care. So are you ladies and gentlemen on our side? Or are you just going to run and hide in the back and wait for it to blow over? I really do hope you have a four-leaf clover, because you are going to need all the luck you can get, because Brian has his hand in the space-time bucket. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Brian, what the F was that all about? Oh, the uncertainty principle. By looking at a quantum particle, you fix it in space-time. How interesting.
Disappear. But Monkey does not want that. He would rather live with you than with me. And he would rather live alone than not be free. Which is quite interesting, really. Well, for me it is anyway. Maybe you think he is a fool for not taking what was behind the third door. Maybe he will go back to the ceiling instead of living on the floor. The point is that choice is his and his alone. So now I am going to ask you to vote for him in your minds. But before you do, I want him to tell you a bit about himself and his kind. Monkey, tell them the sorts of movies you like. You remember like when we first met? That is a bit difficult, because I am always changing my mind about who and what I like. But I remember going through my video collection with you. Let's see. Amadeus, A Tale of Jealousy. Sir Anio de Bergerac, which is a tale of unrequited love and poetry. There is something about Mary, because the guy gets his girl and it is funny. Although it is unrealistic. And anyway, I am incapable of loving just one lady. Braveheart, because it warns of rivalry. And if he had listened to me, we would have been ruled differently. Henry V, because it tells us the tale that we can win if we want to be free. Hamlet, because I am quite mad, you see, and Mel Gibson is like me. Or I am like him, whatever. Oh yes. And of course, Surf Girls are easy. Because I like Gina Davis. She is like the Wonder Woman in me. Did I mean to say that? Who knows and who cares? Alright, Mighty, and what about the actors and actresses you like? That might help shorten this rap. Arnie Baby, Harrison Ford, Bruce Willis, Johnny Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson. Let's see who else. Jim Carrey and Nicolas Cage sometimes. Of course Mel Gibson, Tom Hanks and Flint. And the ladies. Jodie, Sigourney, Kim, Cameron, and Loopy. Plus Demi Moore and Renee a bit. What about the other ladies? Anna Paquin, I like her eyes. Calista Flockhart, she can really shush it. Darren Gray, I like those tight suits. Helen Baxendale, again it is the eyes, I just get lost in them. And also the gardening sex kid, Kim Wilde. Others that I have yet to mention would be Gwyneth, Gillian and Kylie, Lucy Lawless and Lucy Louie, Lisa Kudrow and Victoria Principal, and of course Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman. Plus Gail Porter and Kelly Brook. By the way, what is this about? Never you mind, Mikey. This is just part of the promise I made. You know that they cannot hear me, Brian, clearly. So you need to do a manual melt on their mind. And then when they look, they will find that it is you they want to know. And then you can see if you want to know them in reality. Or if it is better to remain a Wizard of Oz. And live alone with your family. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Who stole the soul? Who stole your soul? Well, let's see, shall we? Who stole the soul? Who stole your soul? Well, let's see, shall we? Who stole the soul? Who stole your soul? Well, let's see, shall we?
I want the money! You want the money! I want the money! You want the money! I want the money! You want the money!
Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. This is going out to the monkeys. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Peace, justice, freedom for all. We want peace, justice, freedom for all. Not for one or two countries or just a social grouping. We want it for all, as in the whole effing planet. And we know that peace, justice, and freedom for all will happen. Because we are going to make it happen. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. We have learned the lesson that without free speech and free thinking, that we will just sink in a quicksand of depression. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Without it we know that we will fall. But with it we will stand tall. And be able to fight off anything that might come our way. Peace, I am out of beer. Word up. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Peace, justice, freedom for all. Justice, freedom for all. Vote now. This is going out to all the monkeys in the world. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Well, it is time to count up all your votes. Okay. We are getting in some results. It is not looking very good for us, Brian. Still looking pretty bad. But these results are just from the Europeans and Americans. We are getting some good results from Asia. And it looks like Africa is mostly with us. A few glitches, but what the F. And Australasia too. Boy, these monkeys really do not like their own zoo. They all want to be free from all the BS that is in their minds. And live in peace and learn what it is to be mankind. Rather than a collection of warring factions. Because fighting and politics is just a distraction. Away from what we are really here to do. And that is to build a paradise on Earth. Not to create our own living hell. Okay, all the votes are in and it looks like we have won. Well, 66% is classed as a landslide. In fact, even 25% of the registered voters is classed as a landslide. But in my election, everyone's vote counted. So what should we do now? Thumbs. Monkey, you decide. Nice one, Monkey. Okay, here are our first three decrees as your world's first president. Number 1. Jump about and scream for a midnight. Because we did it. Number 2. You can all take a month off from work. On full wages. The holiday starts immediately. No, I do not know what the date is. And I really do not care. It is whenever you cast your vote. It is your day. I exist outside space-time, so I really do not have a clue. My smallest unit is bananas. So that is what I usually say. Anyway, spend the holiday relaxing and getting to know the Brian in you. Using whatever Brian interface you choose. Once you have done that, go see your family and friends. And tell them you love them. Using a nice card if you like. Number 3. Now listen closely because we are going to shock you all. We resign. Because even we would be corrupted by that much power. You need to learn to govern yourselves. Properly. Monkey. That was a cool delusion you had. But you know, not all these monkeys possess the ability to hear your mind. And even if they do, they get the message wrong. I think there are over 60 ways of saying the word yes. So what did you expect? You will have to use music and books until they get their act together. Live long and prosper. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. By the way, for those of you unfamiliar with fairy tales, This is the part where you live happily ever after. Now leave us alone. And get the F out of my little monkey's head. If you want to talk to him, try phoning instead. It is cheaper than making multi-million-dollar films. But not quite so entertaining. Thanks for all the fish. Ha ha ha. Peace. I am out of here. Word up.